Hello, podcast listeners. First and foremost, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your time with me. Hopefully, some of these tips are helping you in your daily lives to take better photos of your friends, families, and all that fun stuff. In order to provide better context, whenever you do have the opportunity, feel free to swing by my YouTube channel, youtube.com/EMTfilms. The link is in the description in every podcast. Also follow me on Instagram, where I post behind the scenes on everything that you hear or see in my different outlets. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. And we're live. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out. We're just going to wait a couple minutes until more people start showing up. All right, we can start hanging out. All right, so I figured I'd do a low live checking back since we haven't spoken in a while. And we got the DJI Osmo Mobile, we got the Smooth 4, we got Smooth Mobile. So many gimbals. And I'm gonna be taking some time off this weekend to catch up on all the videos that I wanna make and create. But I figured I spend some time here hanging out. It is 10:18 in the West Coast, Southern California right now. So yeah, we're here to check everything out. I have my phone, I'm ready for any questions that you guys might have regarding the DJI Osmo Mobile, the Smooth 4, all that fun stuff. So there was a question, actually. I woke up, went to the gym, and I got a question in one of the comments. And this is something that I'm actually finding out very often, is when you go to the DJI Osmo Mobile app and you have a brand new DJI Osmo Mobile 2, like the one that I have right now, and you pair and you do everything in your power to just, boom, start using it. Sometimes a lot of people get confused with the modes. So I figured I'd talk a little bit about that. Hey, what's going on? Thank you so much. I'm glad you like it. I have it right here. Just if you have any quick questions or anything like that, we could tackle those and, you know, hang out, learn a little bit. Oh my God, look at this beautiful man. What's up, Ryan? Good morning, bro. Anytime, Yaniv, anytime. But yeah, the question was, let me actually take the Manfrotto. That's the one thing I liked about the Smooth 4 and the Smooth Mobile, is that now they come with tripods. DJI still doesn't come with a tripod, so I have to use my Manfrotto tripod. It's a little too big compared to like the one that the Smooth comes with. It's like so nice, tiny, very small, very appropriate, very adequate. But yeah. So when you are in the DJI Osmo Mobile, pressing the mode button, here's like a little tip. You see that button's green right now. That is in free mode. So the gimbal will follow any type of movement. If you want to look up, down, left, and right. Now, if you click the mode button, it turns yellow. It's kind of like a yellow. And now it's in lock mode. But some people have been having issues, and then they're telling me that it does not lock. So if you were to go, there's like a little house on the side over here, and there is like a little phone symbol, and then there's a gimbal symbol. If you go to the little gimbal symbol, there is a pitch lock toggle. And what the pitch lock is going to do is that even if you have it in free mode, it'll still follow, but it will lock itself on the vertical axis, won't look up or down. And even if you go to lock mode, right, it stays in lock mode, but then when you switch over to free mode, it moves only on horizontal, like your x-axis. It doesn't do y. This is cool for any crane shots or things like that, but just keep in mind, if you have that pitch lock, let me get it closer. There we go. If you have pitch lock enabled, stuff's not going to be locked down. it's not going to rotate. You might have a little bit of a hard time. But anyways, I just wanted to get that out of the way. I will be directly answering that comment because I love answering all the comments. I get to test things on the fly. I always carry two gimbals with me. Well, let's see what's up. Do you try the Smooth with the Samsung S9 Plus? As it turns out, no. I currently have an iPhone 10. I am considering getting a Android device soon. I've been an iOS user for pretty much all my adult life, so to speak, or anything like that. But I've been considering getting a phone, though I hear it doesn't, so I'm slowly weighing in because it's like a new frontier for me. So I'm going to be testing that out. Having said that, the app on the Smooth Mobile, the Smooth 4, the ZY Play app, I keep hearing that there's a lot of like bugs and it's not that stable as the iOS version. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that because I was talking to the Smooth developers in New York City not too long ago, like the guys who run the company. I asked him, hey, why is there not a parity between the iOS version and the Android version of most of these apps? And he gave me a really cool answer. So I'm going to share that with you right now. What's going on? I've been in LA this week, went filming with the Osmo down on the beach using the electric scooters. Oh, nice. Magnet Bride, that sounds awesome. I did that with the bicycle and I just got a skateboard. Actually, the Teagues, the second common 13GS, lent me his skateboard. So this weekend, I might do lives and a couple of extra videos with all these guys because the Smooth Mobile got a refresh. So I'm doing a video about that because I've been working with these guys and these guys are fantastic. Then I'm going to do a couple lives with it and I filmed the editing workflow video. I did it. I'll just have to edit it, piece it together, and it's coming. It's just been very hectic. Wife's birthday's today. She's at work, so that's why I'm doing this live. But this weekend's going to be very tight in that regard. Mac, I would love to see your footage. If you ever upload a video or Instagram or something like that, send me a link. I would love to check that out. Buddy, you're going to purchase Smooth from Amazon. I am from India. You cannot buy the Smooth Mobile from Amazon, as it turns out. The link is, I'm going to drop it. If you guys are interested in checking out the Smooth Mobile, that is your link. It's just smooth.video. You can buy it straight from them. The Smooth often gets confused with the Bimbo too. But Smooth owns that design, and now it says on the new refreshed model that I have right here, send it to me, it says, I can't really quite see it, but it says powered by Fiutech. So Fiutech manufactures this thing, but Smooth as a company owns this product, so to speak. So it's pretty cool stuff. Very interesting. Hello from Russian. Hey, what's going on, AJ Play? Thank you for coming. I heard there's some problems combined with the S9 and the Smooth. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that Android disparity situation. I'm going to move this gimbal out of the way here. I'm surrounded by gimbals, so many gimbals. I have like three here. And then there's like three more in the back. Anyways, there we go. Let's just get it out of the way. Just use this guy over here. So my mobile tracking is not working on the Osmo Mobile 2. Akram, I'm sorry if I'm messing up your name. Sometimes if you are pairing multiple devices, you might have the Osmo paired to other devices. It happens to me all the time. What I would recommend will be to remove the gimbal from your Bluetooth settings. Close the app, reopen it, and try to pair. And if you have any other devices that have been connected to it before, turn their Bluetooth off, because it happens to me every single day since I use my wife's phone and my phone. So test that out and see if it works out. Hey, what's going on, Ole? From Toronto. Whew, I love Canada. My sister lives in Montreal right now. She's studying out there, so that's awesome. You have an iPhone 6? Yes. Give it a shot. Do the Bluetooth thing. Dinner point. Hey, what's going on, Steve? You're right around the corner. I'm in West Covina. Hello from New York. I am a DG. DJI Osmo mobile user. Awesome, man. If you guys have any footage whatsoever from your Osmo mobile and all that fun stuff, please, please, please link it. Either send me a DM or in my other videos. Shoot me a message or a comment with your videos. I love to hang out and check all that fun stuff. Cool. Let's see what's up. What is going on? Okay. I have the Osmo 2 and I love it, but just order the Smooth Mobile based on your videos. Man, you know what? Like, I always carry two gimbals on my bag. It's either the DJI Osmo Mobile, but the Smooth Mobile is always in my bag. I always default to this. It's a good everyday gimbal. And yes, I am working with them. So granted, I'm just giving you a disclaimer. I'm working with them. I'm collaborating with some projects that they're coming up with. So they're giving these to me to test out and use them. But generally, I like the overall capabilities that this guy has, the ability for it to extend. It's just ridiculously useful. At the beginning, I was like, oh, it's like a selfie stick. But then I started just testing it out for crane shots, low angles. Like, I have some footage coming out from Philadelphia that I was able to record footsteps in a little bit easier manner. It's a little bit more comfortable. And the new app updated lets you use the switch for the zoom out to change the focus too. So now you can change the focus, the ISO, the shutter speed, all that fun stuff. So they're definitely moving in the right direction. So I always have either the Smooth Mobile and the DJI Osmo Mobile. Sometimes I switch it over for the Smooth 4, but it all comes down to context. I just feel that this is just such a big gimbal. If I put them side to side, granted, right now we're accounting for the little tripod here, but if I were to put them side to side, this one's slightly taller with this thing over here, while the Smooth Mobile, it's a little bit smaller. It kind of fits just right in my bag. And then the same thing happens with the DJI. If I were to kind of like compare them from the same height, the Smooth, it's just massive. It's just like an additional inch or inch and a half. And at least in my personal, super tight. So I fluctuate, but I always carry the Smooth mobile because of that extension capability. I really, really like that a lot. I like the fact that you can flip and do the portrait orientation on the fly. I'll show you how to do that in a moment. Let's see, what else? Just Smooth Mobile. Hello, EMT. Hey, what's going on? Thank you so much. We just hit 5K subscribers. And I actually turned notifications off, but for some reason on my computer, they're still coming in. That's why you hear that ding. Thank you so much, Shitcar. Thank you so much. We just hit 5,000 subscribers. I'm super hyped, super excited. I'm very happy. I'm very happy to be doing this. I'm very passionate about gimbals and photography. And what better way to exercise that than with the thing that you have in your pocket? How crazy is that? That we can make some crazy footage and awesome looking stuff with our phones. How awesome. Which one's the best, Zhiyun and Osmo? Ooh, that is a loaded question, Rashid. It'll come down to what you need. I feel that the DJI Osmo Mobile has fantastic, exceptional software, but then the Smooth has all this, has all that stuff that just gives you so much control. Think of it as comparing a point and shoot camera versus a DSLR. Not quite, but close. The DSLR is definitely gonna give you a lot more control, but that's not necessarily what you might need all the time. So it all comes down to context and what you truly need. If you're gonna be taking videos of your family, friends, all that basic stuff, but it's very meaningful, I personally would side with either the Osmo, DJI Osmo Mobile 2 or the Smooth Mobile, because you put your phone, you can even use your regular camera, you can even use Instagram and Facebook apps and control them with the buttons. And that's something that the Smooth 4 doesn't do, sadly. But the DJI Osmo Mobile and the Smooth Mobile do. And I like the ability to control my Instagram stories, my Facebook stories, or whatever it is, maybe Snapchat. Something like that you're trying to do. These two guys, the Osmo and the Smooth, will give you the ability to just boom, load it and go. So I like those two a lot. If you're a little bit more of a DSLR guy or more perfectionist, and you're just trying to kind of like have more control over precision, then definitely having the wheel on the Smooth 4 is going to make your life a lot easier because you have a lot going on. But once you get used to it, you can access modes quicker, switch back and forth. You have the toggle. Don't get me wrong. It's a fantastic gimbal. I just feel that for some, it might be a little too much. All right. Let's see what's up. AZ Support, brother. It's my first gimbal. I will use it for simple cinematic footage and for mobile tech purposes as review phones, software, all this. What would you do? Same thing, man. I would do either Osmo or Smooth Mobile. These two guys, you can't really go wrong with it. The Smooth 4 is fantastic as well. All three are great gimbals, but you have to assess what is the type of footage that you're going to be requiring, that you're going to be needing all the time. Because it kind of sucks to be on location and waste time putting your phone in, trying to figure out the options, the settings. And I don't know. I'm the type of person that I want it to work. I can compromise on certain features, but as long as I'm able to get smooth shots, I'm game. So that's why the Smooth Mobile is always in my bag. And then I switch between the Osmo and the Smooth 4 as my secondary gimbal to have. Maybe I need a different type of mode, maybe active tracking, or maybe I need the hyperlapse mode, which all three do now, which is crazy. They updated this, the Smooth Mobile app for that as well. I don't know. It's just right now very difficult to just, which one out of three? Budget. Smooth Mobile is $159. It comes with a tripod now, and it comes with a really nice pouch. So you're getting some value there that you didn't get before. Smooth DJI Osmo Mobile is $129. It has no tripod, but their software, I feel it's very stable, very, very reliable. And then Smooth 4 gives you so much control, so many things that you can do with it. But this is a massive gimbal. There's a slight learning curve. So you can decide, right? You're going to be able to get some crazy shots with all of them. I just feel that if you're learning and starting, Smooth Mobile, DJI Osmo Mobile will definitely get you where you need to go. Let's see what else. Whoa, comments are coming in hot. Comments are coming in hot, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. Let's see what's up. Hello, Fisco. I got the Smooth 4 for Android, and it seems like I don't have the filters and the Android app. Any reason why? All right, so let's talk real quick about the app. If I don't answer your question, just repost it as a comment because we're getting a decent wave of comments here. I am loving this interaction, this community here. It's just fantastic. I'm so hyped right now. But I was talking to the Smooth guys in New York City when I went there to visit, and they were telling me that one of the biggest challenges that they have and the reason why some of the applications are more iOS leaning or iOS predominant is because when they're developing apps for these smartphones, on iOS, for example, they have to develop virtually one app. Now, if you're doing Android, you have to go with the lowest common denominator. You want to create an app that can fit pretty much kind of like a one size fits all, so many out there. But virtually, you would have to create a specific app for every single smartphone, one for Samsung, one for the other different Samsung, one for LG, one for the Google Pixel, one for the Huawei phones or Huawei phones, however you say it. And they were telling me that it was just such a drain of resources to recreate the same application and optimize it, because every single Android phone has different apps that are made from different manufacturers, the optical image stabilization sensors and systems that are inside those phones behave differently. Some of them, like the Sony cell phones, for example, the smartphones, they have a 5-axis image stabilization. Most of the other ones have a 3-axis image stabilization. Then of course you have the software, some models that might have other type of interface based on the carriers. So there's like just so much going on that what they do is that they create a lower common denominator. Okay, here's an app that will run on most phones, but it's not fully optimized to most phones. So that's why, for example, in the DJI Osmo Mobile, if you go to Android, you might not have the slow motion mode. You might not have time-lapse at 1080p. You might cap at 720. You might not have the filters. Right, so there's a couple things. You might not have 4K 60, which is huge to a lot of people. So that's kind of like the current state of the union right now, so to speak, as far as the app development goes, based on what they were telling me. And I kind of get it. I'm not leaning towards one or the other. I've been an iOS user for pretty much all my life, but I have nothing against Android. I feel that is a platform that has a lot of potential, but the segregation, segmentation, whatever you want to call it, from a development standpoint, I definitely could align with him. And he was like shaking his head, scratching. I was like, man, we really want to make it the same exact thing. It's just so much money, so much time, so many resources invested. I've seen some updates here and there improving on what's already there, but that's the current situation. Now, all said and done, it's a challenge. We understand that there's a disparity in apps. There's really nothing that you and I can do about it. Having said that, we can definitely work together and figure out ways to get to that. For example, if you're trying to shoot slow-mo, switch over to the native camera app, switch over to the slow motion, or shoot it at 60 frames per second, 120 frames per second, and then shoot outside of the said applications. I do that all the time. Applications like Filmic Pro or the native camera app will definitely give you that slow-mo. For the time-lapse situation, at least on the Smooth, that's why I really like the Smooth, you can actually set the motion part of it to just do it on gimbal. You can literally set the rotation point and you don't need the app for that. You just simply click four times on the mode button. It will enter that track, that motion moving mode, that tracking mode, so to speak, that time-lapse mode. But on the gimbal, you don't need an app for that. And then you can go to your starting point, press the mode button, go to your end point, and you can actually draw it out. It doesn't necessarily have to be a straight line. You can go up and then you set the lock point. You can actually switch to the native camera app or Filmic app, and the gimbal will still rotate. That is one of the major reasons why I always carry this gimbal, because I don't necessarily need the app to do the motion time lapses or time lapse at all. That's one of the things that the DJI Osmo Mobile and the Smooth 4 require the app 100% in order to move and maneuver. But this one, I think the guys at Smooth hit the jackpot, because they were able to create just the rotation piece outside of the app. You don't need the software for that. I've been able to do a motion video instead of a time lapse, but the gimbal still rotated. So that's a way around that. Same thing for the time lapse. You can just use the native app on your phones if you have a time lapse feature, and then do the same exact thing and just figure out ways to get around those hurdles with third-party applications. I know it's not ideal. I wish there was a direct line that I could talk to the DJI people, Smooth Mobile people, or Smooth 4 and be like, hey guys, we need to tackle this specific feature. But the reality is that we're always going to have those challenges. One gimbal does one thing, the other gimbal does the other thing. So as long as you're getting as close as possible to getting your shot and overcoming those objectives, those roadblocks with other applications, I'm very confident that you guys are going to be able to get some really cool shots. Now let's go back to the comments over here, because I've missed a couple of them. King, yeah, totally, man. The filters is the one thing, one of the many things that's missed. Hey, MT, can you please block the spam? Yeah, we were getting a lot of spam over here, man. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, but if we definitely want to, we would definitely want to make sure we keep it gimbal. This is a kind of like a free zone, politics free, religion free. We're just talking about gimbals and how to capture the things we love. If you guys want to talk about something else or something like that, definitely on different time, different outlets, I'm down to have an instructive conversation about other topics. But yeah. We all love gimbals. We all love photography and videography. So let's just keep it in that topic. That way we get the most out of this time. Right now it's 10:41. So we're going to be rocking it until like around 11-ish. EMT, have you checked Zhiyun ZBO, CWBO2 support for Zhiyun Smooth 4? No, I have not. What is that? ZWBO2 support? No, I have not. I do not know what that is, but I'm definitely interested in checking it out. Can I use Osmo 2 with no kit devices, which has Bluetooth? If that Nokia device is an Android device, the answer is yes. You can actually put anything you want on these gimbals. The gimbal will stabilize it, but you might not be able to use like the software piece of it, like the DJI Go app and stuff like that. But I've been able to use Potato Phone on Potato Phone is that Android phone, that super old Android phone that shoots like 480p that my mom had. I used it on the Osmo and it works. It stabilized the footage actually, and it made it look 10 times better than it did. But you can totally use other devices on these gimbals. Absolutely. Hands down, you can totally do that. I'm waiting already 3 months on DJI Osmo Mobile. It's not here. Man, I am so sorry for those of you who are overseas that are still waiting for that support to be available. I know that some retail stores are selling them, but maybe it's time for you to kind of like branch out and try to see if there are other alternatives in the meantime, because I feel that 3 months is a lot of time for you to be able to play with these and just enrich your life. You know what I mean? Like when you go back and see all these videos and things that you've done, it's just so rewarding to kind of like, oh yeah, I was able to create that. So I don't know, maybe check out Smooth, maybe check out Smooth 4 or any of the other gimbals out there. Hopefully by the time it shows up, you already have enough practice that it's just another gimbal that takes you where you want to go. Let's see what else we have over here. How does the battery of Smooth compare with the DJI Osmo Mobile 2? So the Smooth 4 battery lasts for about 12 hours, if I'm not mistaken. The DJI Osmo Mobile 2 battery lasts for about 15 hours, give or take, in a perfect world. But with different modes, it might change, might fluctuate. If you're doing motion time-lapse, for example, it might drain a little bit faster on both. Let's see what else we got over here. Please let me know from where I can purchase a Smooth Mobile from Amazon. I'm from India. It's not on Amazon, sadly. It's straight from smooth.video. If you go to www.smooth.video, you'll be able to get it there. I would shoot them an email on their support and see if they have any other alternatives in getting that to you. But on their website, all the way to the bottom, you should be able to see a support link there. All right, what other questions we got over here? Olay, it moved. Message was, why is this? There's a lot of messages that are restricted over here for some reason. Felix, hey Eddie, thank you very much for your videos. I decided to go with the Osmo Mobile 2. It has shipped today in Shenzhen, checking the DHL tracking every minute, man. You're like me. What do you do for your day job? I'm a photography trainer. I teach photography and video, and I do pretty much the same thing that I do here in YouTube. Oh, my computer's running out of battery. I totally forgot to plug it in. Pause real quick. But yes, I do training. I teach photography and videos. I personally don't like to kind of like share too much about what I do outside of like the YouTube stuff. But I do want to share that I do photography and we're plugged in. There we go. I do photography and video training and stuff like that. I work for a company, you know, besides doing my YouTube videos, I'm also a musician. So I do a lot of things. I do photography, video, metal screaming on a microphone and metal band. And then I do training and instructing for a bigger company. That's what pays the bills until, you know, hopefully we get to where we want to be as far as YouTube goes. My goal is to do this 100%. You know, I love where I work. I love what I do outside of YouTube, but definitely being able to connect with the audience for that specific topic and gimbals and photography and video, all that fun stuff. I'm super passionate about that. And how can you attach the Osmo Mobile to a bicycle? Ooh, you have a couple different options, man. They sell similar to the GoPros. You have handlebar attachments that have a quarter inch screw. You just gotta make sure it's super tight because similar to this tripod, it might kind of bend. So I've seen on Amazon a couple different attachments that are like GoPro clamps that just simply go over the handlebar, but it has a quarter inch mount. you can potentially do that. Now, I have on my YouTube channel done a couple different bicycle riding videos in Santa Monica where I'm just literally holding it. And I'm just one hand on the handlebar and the other on the gimbal. It might not be the best solution if you're going like action sports, for example. If you're doing cross country like bicycle and you're in a different terrain and it's not flat, you might need a mount or something like that. But I've seen mounts that either mount on the tripod screw port over here at the bottom, or there are some that actually grip the gimbal. So if you search, for example, on Amazon, like gimbal bicycle grip or something like that, you might find a couple of different solutions out. I've noticed that my Osmo Mobile 2 can't rotate horizontally when it's oriented like a torch. Is that normal or what? Horizontally. Oh, you mean like, okay, right now, let me just take this guy out. Right now I have the Osmo and right now it's in lock mode. As you can see, it stays in the same place. It doesn't rotate. Now, if I have it on free mode, it goes down, left, right, up, all that fun stuff. But if I have it in torch mode, like this, as long as you have it in free mode, it will rotate to the left and right, and it will do up and down. The thing is that if you have it in lock mode, it will stay locked. Now you can actually enable on the little gimbal symbol at the bottom, to the right of the gimbal, there's a pitch lock that will give you the option to have it on free mode. But if you enable that, it will just lock the Y axis. It wouldn't go up or down, but it will go left and right. Maybe that can help out. Maybe that could be a feature. This is great if you're doing like jib shots and then you're suddenly rotating in that sequence. You're like, oh, okay, we're going down here. The gimbal kind of like stays fixed in the vertical position, but then it gives you the ability to rotate at the same time. So that could be a solution for that. Just giving that out there. Put it back over here so I can scroll through these comments. We're getting a lot. Thank you guys for taking your time to hang out. If I don't get to answer your question, either shoot me a DM on Instagram or drop a comment once the video's up and I will go through all of them. Let's see what's up. Cool things. Before it works with Samsung. Yes, it does. Hi from France. What's going on? Hello to France. I'm glad you like the videos. Which one's the better for Samsung S9? I would say, and just like in previous conversations, DJI Osmo Mobile, Smooth Mobile are pretty much always in my bag. The ZY Play app is great as well, but you will have on Android some disparity. You won't have some of the modes. So finding out ways to get around that will definitely help you out big time. Oh, I don't have slow-mo mode. Let's just switch over to the camera app and figure it out. Figure out how we can capture that stuff. Don't just simply stop at the app, because if we were to stop at the first roadblock, we wouldn't be able to do anything. So I would say right now, if I was starting with a gimbal, I would pick either the Osmo or the Smooth Mobile. Both of them are fantastic gimbals. Great value, tripod, mount, extension. How crazy is that for chip shots? Affordable price, stable software, fantastic option as well for the DJI Osmo Mobile. Beautiful. What else we got over here? I don't think so, because the vibration on the bike is big. Yes, that's another thing. The vibration on the bicycle might be some. That's why I decided that day to just hold it, because my body absorbed it. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a tough one. They actually sell specific like GoPro attachments and stuff like that. Maybe that could function a little bit better for that specific, a little GoPro mount that has a gimbal. Fiutech, who manufactures the Smooth, offers some of those. Let's see, where can I buy the Osmo apart from DJI? I live in the UK. A couple different retailers. I feel retailers like Best Buy, technology stores, Amazon. Yeah, you can totally check out, a lot of different retailers will sell it. If you literally drop where I can buy the Osmo in, and then follow by your zip code. The cool thing about Google is that Google will give you the shop locations nearby if you drop your zip code. Where can I buy Osmo Mobile 2? And then boom, drop your zip code or your address or the nearby towns. And you'll see not only retailers like big stores like Best Buy or you know, stuff like that. But you will also be able to see if there's like third party authorized dealers too. Like there's a DJI authorized reseller in Orange County. And then I found out because Instagram and searching on the internet and all that fun stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, there's an actual authorized reseller. Tomorrow gives me my Zoom call pairing with the iPhone. Yeah. Whoa, everything moved so fast here. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like trying to go back, but then suddenly everything shifted. So tomorrow you're getting, Daniel, you're getting your Smooth 4. Nice. Awesome. And yeah, you can totally pair it with your iPhone 10. I have it. It's no problem. I haven't had any issues pairing whatsoever. Bill, Utah, just got the Smooth 4 from Amazon. So far, probably going, why it's going back, man. Let me know why is it going back. I wanna hear those pain points. Maybe it's something that we could help you with. And oh, actually, I don't have to bring it back. But if you do, what are some of those things so everybody else can be on the lookout for? Can you please name my channel as I used to provide information about medical products review? I don't know, man. Here it is. It's on the channel. Give it a shot. I don't know what you do. Maybe you can drop a blurb of what you do. That way people who are interested in that stuff might be able to swing out. AB, drone photos, thanks. No problem. Let's see, Frank. And great vids. You can visit me to get the GS Mobile. Thank you so much, Fran. Frank, I really appreciate that, man. It's a lot of work, but it's good work. It's work that fulfills me and it makes me happy. And it just, I'm glad that I found the outlet to just, even if I get 100 views on a video or 20,000 views or whatever it is, just the action to engage and create something of my own, just it's very fulfilling. So thank you so much for taking your time to come out. Every time I post that in a comment, I mean it. It's genuine. I really appreciate the time you guys take to drop your questions, to give me some feedback, whether it's positive or negative. Some of you, you know, are a little bit harsh, not gonna lie. You just come down with the hammer. But I honestly appreciate that because that's what gives me a sense of direction and I can continue to change and evolve and just provide great, great content for you guys. So thank you, Frank. I appreciate that. Is there an alternative for remotely controlled gimbals, pan and tilt? Yes, the Smooth 4 and the Smooth Q give you the ability to use another device like an iPad or another phone to remotely control it. That's cool. So you see, it all comes down to what you truly need. If you need to remote control, then say no more. Smooth 4 or even the Smooth Q, which right now it's, I believe, $89 at B&H. How crazy is that? So the Smooth 4, Smooth Q, both of those will give you the option to control them remotely with another device with the ZY Play app. There's actually an app for that, and there's a mode between the ZY Play app, within the ZY Play app for that. So if that is what you need and what you truly require to get the job done, definitely Smooth 4 or Smooth Q will give you what you need. We'll give you that remote control stuff. So that's cool. What do you like more, Smooth 4 or Osmo 2? Everything moved. Smooth 4 or DJI Osmo Mobile 2. I'm going to be honest with you. For my style of shooting, I would say probably 7 times out of 10, I will pick the Osmo because I'm just running and gunning. I just put most of the times I use the camera app or the Filmic Pro app, and that's it. The Smooth Mobile is always going to be in my bag because of the ability to extend and the ability to rotate real time in portrait mode. I just feel it's a very user-friendly, boom, boom, done. Same thing goes for the DJI Osmo Mobile. I am keeping the Smooth 4 for those shots that I automatically know. I'm going to need the Smooth 4 for that because of the focusing wheel and all the extra little things. Because on the time lapses, for example, it's very robust. You can go from point A to point B, but you can change the roll. You can change the zoom, the autofocus. So it's definitely a little bit more robust, but not all the times I truly need that. So it all comes down to that context, you know? But definitely these two guys are the ones that are almost always with me, unless I'm doing something preemptively that I know that I'm going to need the Smooth for, but I'm always going to have the Smooth Mobile with me because of that extension capability. It's just too good. You can go so high, so low, fast, conceal it, and it's very lightweight in comparison to the other gimbals. I love them all, but definitely Smooth Mobile, it's always with me, and I switch between the Osmo and the Smooth 4 based on what we need. Is it hard film vertical videos? I saw some footage samples show on your channel, but you think you can better show a vertical video than your post? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't do vertical on post. I do it always on the gimbal itself. And actually, the Osmo will give you the option to zoom in and out, and you can manually just move backwards and move forward. Pro tip, don't walk. Try to spread your legs, so to speak, one forward in front of the other, and kind of just kind of like pull it backwards instead of walking. Same thing with the Smooth Mobile. You do have the ability to zoom in or out. So you have your telephoto and your wide. So no different. When you're filming, zoom in while you're moving backwards. But actually, see if I can show you what I mean. Instead of just walking forward, just kind of like take a power stance. And if you're vertigoing in while zooming out, I'm going to lock this guy in place so I can properly demo this. I typically like to hold a gimbal with a tripod with both hands. And then that way, instead of walking, you can just start from here and just slowly push while you're zooming in or out. And then zoom in while you're going backwards. And it's like up to the front leg. And very important to not hold the gimbal this way. Hold it in torch mode. That way, any small up and down movement that you might change, the gimbal stays as smooth as possible as far as locked, you know, as far as position. So you can actually just once again, I'm literally in one leg right now. So you put your rear leg down a little bit, and then you just simply transfer the weight forward while you're zooming in or out. So you can achieve some really cool vertical shots. And I'm actually going to do a video this weekend on how to achieve vertical shots with the Smooth Mobile. Since they updated their app and they give you the ability to control that fun stuff now, I'm going to do an additional 4 or 5 extra things that I like about it. You know, I have a little playlist, a little series with 5 things I like about the DJI Osmo Mobile, 5 reasons why I like the Smooth Mobile, 5 reasons why I like the Smooth 4. So I'm going to do an additional video on that for the Smooth Mobile, which can be applied also for any, pretty much any other gimbal that gives you the zoom toggle. So let's go down here and start kind of wrapping it up. That's Securer. will you upload the stream? Yes, absolutely. This stream is going to go up. You can rewatch it anytime. What's up, Omar? Haven't seen you in a while. Absolutely. Carlo Torres, have you tried connecting an external mic when using your iPhone with Osmo 2? Any tips on how to do that? Yes, I am currently working on it. I am not singing victories, but I think I kind of got it. I bought this little mount that allows me to mount the DJI Osmo Mobile or the Smooth Mobile here, or pretty much any gimbal. And my goal is to mount the microphone on the other end and then just fish the wire. Now, I have it over here somewhere. I acquired a little adapter, which if you guys are interested, I'm going to make a video of it. But if you guys are interested, is a T-shaped adapter. It's like a T-shaped lightning adapter that gives you the ability to split, but it won't interfere with the edge of the gimbal, so it won't bend your cables. So something like this is what I was looking for. I finally got it. I've been testing it out. Not quite 100% there yet, because then it becomes so inconvenient to run and gun. My goal is for this to be as compact as possible for me to have the gimbal in one pocket, the phone in the other, and boom. But for those situations where a new microphone might benefit everybody, then definitely, you know, plan ahead. You can definitely put that. But hang tight. I'm definitely going to do a video. But now you saw a sneak peek. If you search on Amazon for just like gimbal microphone adapter or something like that, you'll find things like these. Some of them are even bent in a way that they will shape the side of the gimbal and they will start going up. So there's a couple different ways, but stay tuned on that because I'm trying to get practicality here. I'm not going for, I want a microphone and create this monstrous rig or something inconvenient. I want something that's practical, easy, concealable, that I don't have to carry an extra bag for it. Smooth 4 does not doing the job. Poor Civilization. Have you tried turning on the OIS EIS on the settings? Check that out, London Bus. Check that out. The clamps poorly hold my S9 in a case. The gimbal barely balances. What I would do is try to get one of the Moment counterweights if your phone's too big with or without a case. Moment started selling on their website, shopmoment.com. I think it is shop.moment or shop.moment.com. Moment lenses, they sell a universal gimbal counterweight that you can put over here. If you have too big of a phone or you feel more comfortable using a case, the counterweight will give you a little bit more stability there. That way your phone's not tilting. That's what I would definitely check it out. But yeah, I do hear a lot of things, Bill Utah for the Smooth 4 that are kind of like, you know, hit or miss. Yeah, the app on Android's not that good. Thank you. Thank you, Paulie. Thank you so much. Going to try the Osmo Mobile 2. The case is very thin. Totally, Bill. I mean, for the Android phone, Bill, I totally recommend the Osmo since the app is the one closest to parity out of pretty much all the gimbals, I would say. Got to run to a DJI to South Coast Plaza. Thanks for the live broadcast. We'll catch you in the next post. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Steve, for hanging out. I appreciate it. Video for Android users, Osmo Mobile 2. I will do my best to get a hold of an Android device. I don't have a timeline yet. It's definitely not one of my main priorities because I have a lot of things going on. But the moment I start finishing some of my current projects, I will totally start branching out to Android. Absolutely. It's going to happen. I don't know exactly when, but it's going to happen. As far as the comparison for the Smooth Mobile, yes, I will. I'm going to hold off a little bit on that, but I will do a comparison of all three. Bracket grip instead of the horizontal mat from Malk. You could also do a bracket grip on some gimbals. You can get a bracket grip and then just mount a microphone to the bracket. I've seen that on Amazon as well. The problem with that is for the Osmo, since you don't have enough room at the top over here, you might compromise a little bit of the space that you have to grab it. But I'm definitely to those situations. Same exact thing happens here. If you get a bracket, you need to make sure that you're clamping it and not obstructing the rotation. So it's one of those things that I'm trying to get something practical for everyone, but I will start sharing very, very shortly. Big thanks from Sweden. Thank you so much. I appreciate Mario from Sweden. Thank you for taking the time. That's awesome. What do you think about ND filters for iPhones? I mean, honestly, it's great. As close as you can get to getting the job done, I'm a fan of that. So definitely Moment started coming out with filters and cases and things like that. That's why they created the counterweight. What do you think about the wide-angle lenses? I actually ordered the anamorphic and the wide angle lens with the case and the gimbal counterweight. So I'm going to be testing all that stuff out once it ships. It should be arriving first or second week of June. And I'm going to be testing it with all of them. I want to make sure that the gimbals can take that payload, and I will be testing them out as they arrive. So I really like Moment stuff. I haven't personally played a whole lot with it, but I got the anamorphic, wide angle, the case, and the gimbal counterweight. So it's going to go down. It's going to go down. Let me put it that way. GM, thanks for your video. Do you shoot with Filmic, and do you have a preference between the Osmo or the Smooth 4? For everyday shooting, I feel like the Osmo Mobile 2 on iOS is a little bit more reliable. gets the message across. Having said that, for situations where we're a little bit more meticulous and I want a little bit more artistic control over the focus and things like that, the Smooth 4 gives you that additional control without having to interact too much with the screen of your phone. So it all comes down. When I'm running and gunning, vlogging, doing quick things, definitely the Osmo and the Smooth Mobile are always in my bag. But if I already have a cinematic vision and I've already drafted a storyboard or something like that, then I would bring in my Smooth 4 for those precise shots. Found you yesterday. Hey, Bruce, what's up? Fantastic videos, and I'm still trying to decide between the Smooth 4 and the Osmo Mobile 2. Do you think the Smooth 4 will update the firmware? They have a couple different times. And actually, I'm logging in into the GU website right now as we speak to see if they've updated anything additional to their website, because they had different firmwares that you could download the utility for your computer and all that good stuff. So I'm actually checking that as we speak. And I believe the last version on their download section was firmware. Yeah, it's 1.76. That is the latest one. That's the same one that we've had. I haven't seen any newer ones. So yeah, hopefully they keep updating that in the app as well. But thank you so much. I appreciate you hanging out, taking the time after the video ends, because we're going to be ending it shortly because I got to go and labor work. feel free to drop your comments on Instagram, send me a DM, drop them in the video once the video drops, and I'll definitely test anything that needs to be tested. What is your tripod of those? From Nadine, what's going on from Belgium? The Smooth Mobile comes with its own little cute mini tripod. It's so small, it's so nice, and you can take it off. I really, really like it. This is the Manfrotto Pixie. I love this little tripod from when I'm vlogging handheld. One of my favorite ones. And then the Smooth 4 comes also with its tripod. It's just a little bit too long, I feel. It makes the gimbal so weird. If you walk around holding this like that, it just looks weird. So be careful. But Smooth Mobile comes with a tripod. Smooth 4 comes with a tripod. And then I'm using the Manfrotto Pixie for the Osmo, because the Osmo does not come with a tripod. But nonetheless, they're all compatible with it. And let's see what's up. Please, why you not just show me this tilt? I am, Alex, I'm confused. What's up? Talk to me. Because I film dogs and people tilt. Like, you mean the roll or this over here, the lock mode? Because yellow means lock, green means follow mode. If it's yellow, you'll be able to go low and film children, pets, dogs, anything you need to go low. Just make sure it's on lock mode, the yellow mode. And it's just a mode button toggle. You switch one mode and the other one. Hopefully that helps. Yeah, the Osmo Mobile 2 can control the focus as well. So it all comes down to that, you know. In Filmic, I feel it's a really good option because it allows you to record at a higher bit rate. It gives you the ability to use different microphones, different lenses. If you have an anamorphic lens, it de-squeezes the image. So you get a lot of options out there. So, I mean, Filmic Pro is an alternative. If you don't want to drop the money on the Smooth 4, there you have it. Which is the best monopod for mobile gimbals, carbon fiber or aluminum ones? I'm a fan of light and efficient. Having said that, carbon fiber is very strong and it's also pretty light. Oh, so I'm gonna side with price here and see which one fits the right budget. But these gimbals are not too heavy, so you're not gonna have too much of a problem with the bending. I have an aluminum one right now from my tripod. It came with it and it seems to work pretty good. Hopefully that works. Well, do you have an update for the Osmo 2? I sure hope so, David. Can you please put the gimbals side by side to compare the sizes before you go? Absolutely, Roy. We're going to be closing up in 2 minutes, 2-5 minutes. But we have the Smooth. Let me actually bring this down a little bit over here. We have the Smooth Mobile. Actually, let me take off the tripod on this one. That way you can kind of like get a little bit more real feel. I'm going to lift it like an inch. And actually, I'm going to turn off the Smooth Mobile, the DJI Osmo Mobile. That way you can kind of like see them close side to side. But if we were to kind of like put the Smooth Mobile at the same elevation right now, the Smooth Mobile is going to be slightly higher because of its tilt over here. This piece is a little bit tilted over here. And if we do the same thing for the Smooth 4, I'm going to push my laptop a little bit further back and erase this. This is pretty much the little signal over here, right? So the Osmo is going to be the lowest as far as its length, and then followed by the Smooth Mobile, and then followed by the Zhiyun Smooth 4. So that would be kind of like the comparison with the tripods. And of course, the DJI Osmo Mobile doesn't come with a tripod, so it's a variable one. But with their tripods, you can actually see the difference right now in elevation. If we were to have them in a level playing field, then we'd be looking at something like this. So smallest, second smallest, and then just large AF. Oh, we're having losses now. Beautiful. All right, guys. Let's see what else we got over here before we start wrapping it up. Finally getting this move forward. Congrats, Luis. Congratulations. Don't forget to tag me on your videos. Thank you for the interactive video. No problem, man. Anytime. Thank you so much for hanging out. Can you show us a full tilt down difference between the Osmo Mobile and the Smooth 4? Tilt down, I'm going to be honest with you, they're going to be very similar. If I'm going to do this very quick before we wrap up, I'm going to turn on the Smooth 4, and it's not properly balanced right now, but they both do a really good job. If you go down, this one will cap at around almost full vertical. Look at that. Yeah, you can do almost full vertical. You can see how it started twisting a little bit, but it actually does a full vertical motion, the Smooth 4. So you can hold it upside down and go pretty much, let me go back to the original place. There we go. So if you're going up, yeah, pretty much up until here. But if you're going down, it pretty much gives you some real good range there. And then if we were to do the same exact thing with the Osmo, for example, which is the other, one of my other children, and we turn this guy on, this one's better balanced, and zoop. If we were to go down, this one, let me put it in lock mode, kind of like put it sideways so you guys can see what's up. And if I were to go down, it'll almost go full vertical. Not quite full vertical. There's a slight angle here. You can see how it started tilting. But the same exact thing will happen. Now, this one goes a little bit further up in the opposite direction. Now, if you're going to film upside down, you can actually film the Osmo and flip it upside down. It automatically finds its way. And then that way you can use it upside down. Double click, and it goes back home. And the last but not least, my other favorite child, the Smooth Mobile. I'm going to lock this guy in place, put the Smooth Mobile in. This one's not balanced whatsoever because it's brand new out of the box, actually. I haven't even charged it yet, so it should have some juice. There we go. And if I were to go down, so this one is very similar to the Osmo. It does really good this way, but when you're going down, you might want to flip the gimbal to its upside down axis. That way you can kind of like get some low rise shots and whatnot. So you have it. If you're trying to just go low, the Smooth 4 gives you a little bit more flexibility, but if you're going low, you might as well flip this upside down. Now here's a really cool trick with the Smooth 4. If you hold the trigger and press the mode button, this guy flips to portrait mode manually, and you go back by double clicking on the trigger. Yes, one of my favorite features, guys. That's a little bonus. But anyhow, guys, we got to wrap it up because I have to go. We'll be back this weekend with more lives and more videos. If I didn't get to answer your question, guys, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram, or once the video is up, drop a comment. I will definitely get to all of them. just meet me halfway and drop me a comment on the video once it's up, or in any other video if it's regarding any of these three beautiful children. Rotate it sideways, but New Mexico, what's going on, Jaron? Carlos, what's the better clamp for the phone? I would say probably the Osmo and the Smooth. They're pretty cool. Very soft on the Smooth. It kind of hugs it instead of just a hard grip, but the Osmo does a really good job as well. Thank you so much, guys, for taking the time. I would love to hang out more, but duty calls. But once again, if I didn't answer your specific question, leave me a comment once the video is up, or if you go and follow me on Instagram at EMT Films, drop me a link, drop me a comment for drop me a link for your video, drop me a comment, send me a DM, and I will answer your question 100%. I'll take my breaks today and tonight to take a moment and answer all those questions. I honestly appreciate. This weekend, who knows? Ring that bell to be notified. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.